Reporting for UnNews, I'm Michael Stanton. After the eve of Toronto's 47th snowstorm of the year, ice covered a large number of the city's skyscrapers. In response, the mayor ordered salt to alleviate the ice from falling on the roads. Upon receiving reports of the call for salt, the document received by this news reporter stated that the mayor authorized, quote, 500,000 tons of salt for use in the city that day. According to city officials, this mayor got a comma mixed up with a period and was mistakenly informed that he needed, quote, a ton of salt. After the salt was spread, local hospitals received an influx of residents complaining about stinging eyes and dehydration, only to realize that the hospitals themselves were covered in salt. Local resident Jim Spahn stated, I woke up every morning not to the usual meter of snow, but to 10 meters of industrial-grade salt. It's bad enough that my kids can't play in it, but now everything's mine is pure white. The mayor, after many complaints, made a public statement. Greetings, citizens of Toronto. I realize the error that the Transportation Committee has made. However, I am not at fault. It was the people you voted in who told me we needed tons of salt, and thus they are to blame. Now stop throwing softballs at my Mercedes and prize-winning peacocks, and direct your attention to the Transportation Committee, eh? Efforts continue today to remove all the snow and to convince Michigan to take the excess salt. Reporting for UnNews, I'm Michael Stanton. Good morrow.